We're staying on the topic of buses because after the recent consultation on bus route changes, which came into effect on the 13th of October, one group were dismayed to find that a change which wasn't part of the consultation had been come into effect, and that meant some significant changes to bus routes through Ostend. And here to talk about that is Linda Strixon-Poor. Good morning, Linda.
Kia ora.
So tell us about what your concerns were with the changes that were made.
I guess the key issues that we were concerned with, I'm a resident and also a commuter and have been a commuter for 14 years. So one of the key issues that was that I was concerned with as a Waiheke commuter was the fact that I catch a road on Waiheke Road, a bus on Waiheke Road, and have to transfer at Ostend to then catch another bus to go to Maatiatia, and the same routine happens on my return home. So that initially was my concern, but we're also a group of commuters who are wanting to support the other petitions and concerns for other communities within Waiheke, such as the retirement village not being serviced by a bus, and the Fossil Bay Kindergarten also not being serviced by a bus.
Yeah, and there was of course the Wellington Road people that were unhappy as well. Yeah, so it does seem, and now we have these changes to the Onitangi route. So making even more of a fuss of that consultation because what was offered is now going to be removed in terms of those Onitangi runs. So it does seem like some more listening needs to be done. So what do you intend to do about it?
So we've got a hikoi planned for the Sunday, December the 15th, leaving from the Onitangi Community Hall, or Aura Hall, as some people know it, and we're walking to Maatiatia to demonstrate.
That's a walk and a half.
It is, yeah. It is. But we also understand that there are a lot of people who can't walk that distance, and so we would really appreciate those who are able to just stand and support us on the side of the road. We would really welcome that support as well.
Yeah. So I mean, what's been the response from Auckland Transport to the concerns you've raised so far?
So I've regularly emailed them, and they've said that basically things are going to stay the same. That's the message that we seem to be getting.
It was the message until about Wednesday, wasn't
it? That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. So it seems that, yeah, things have to stay the same. If residents complain, if the bus company complains, well, we can make a change.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you're doing this to draw attention to the issue. Who do you want to be listening? Who's your audience for this? Who's the target?
I guess it's those who want to use the bus service because they want to use a public transport, because they want to do the right thing in terms of ecologically and environmentally, but also there's our communities, the low income who require to use the bus service. We have the retirement village, so the elderly who no longer drive a car need to have a bus access to a bus service. And of course we have the young people who also don't drive and need to utilise a bus service. So we need a bus service that is going to service our community.
So who do you think has the ability to, you know, to impact and to listen and you know, implement some of the things you want to happen? I mean, if Auckland Transport is saying no, who do you go to next?
It's a good question. And I guess that's partly why we're walking, because we want to put the concerns out there in the public arena. And so we would like to get our local Waiheke local board to support us, and they've been supportive so far in terms of the initial planning of this. The community, but also our MPs, our Philippa Coombs, who's our Waitakere representative. So sort of in the wider arena, so that they can also put pressure on Auckland Transport in terms of listening.
I mean, it does seem, doesn't it? I mean, it will be interesting to see how far it goes, but, you know, that there is that intent from the Mayor and from Council to look at those, the control of those Council-controlled organisations, because at the moment, I mean, it seems very, very little control. I mean, we're seeing that particularly with the ports who, you know, have a viewpoint kind of completely at odds with that of Council, so it seems. So, okay, so on the 15th, you're gathering up at that's going to take a while to walk from Onitangi
to Matiatia. So we're starting early, 9 o'clock.
Yep.
And I suspect that it will take us a good 4 hours to do the walk and to get our message across.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So you're not tempted to turn it into a pub crawl?
No, definitely not.
And so, okay, so, I mean, so for people who want to come along, I mean, it is a significant kind of walk. I mean, so, you know, what you advise people to kind of bring a packed lunch and a bottle of water and a sun hat and all the rest of it?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
And we plan to try and have marshals in terms of, we've already identified certain areas that, in terms of health and safety, so we plan to have marshals who will help us with that as well. Mm. Yes.
Yeah. And when you get to Matiatia, if you're lucky, you might be able to get a bus back.
That is correct.
If it's there. Okay. If people want to find out more, I suppose, and kind of, you know, get a sense of you know, what this is all about and how they can lend their voice to it, who should they get hold of them? You know, where should they contact and so on?
So they could contact myself. I'm Linda Strixenpoor, and they can contact me on 021 721 487, and I'd be happy to talk further with them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, or otherwise they can just turn up at the Onitangi Residents and Ratepayers Hall.
That's
just
correct.
Before 9 o'clock next, so Sunday week.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sunday the 15th.
Yeah.
Excellent. Oh, well, good luck with that. I mean, it's you know, it does seem that a lot of people are very, very frustrated about the situation at the moment, and it's good that people are able to have a way to express that. I think. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now,
for
here's
the time.
I've got something here. This doesn't happen very often. That when a guest comes in, I get to play a song about that person. So so there is a song about Linda Strixenpoor, and yeah, it's called Linda's Song, and the song is from her husband, Moa. So I'm going to play that now. This is Linda's Song. Here you go.
Beyond the infatuated face, beyond the infatuated face, beyond the infatuated face. Infatuated face, beyond the infatuated face, beyond the infatuated face. Yeah.
This song is for you, Linda, expressing my love, aroha, aloha to you. Thank you for everything, from coffee date at Massey Library, being married at St. Andrew's on Windy Estate, Palmerston North History. Selling papers on the streets, cutting lawns, babysitting, waitressing at the Lewa. Our beautiful children, Emma Jane and Faletti, I love you both. Never forget our family, our history, Manawatu memories. I love you, Linda. Linda, this is your song.
Beyond the infatuated face.
I love you, Linda. I love you.
Beyond the infatuated face. Beyond the infatuated face.
Linda, this is your song. This is your song.
Infatuated face.
I love you, Linda. I love
you. Infatuated face. Beyond the infatuated face.
Linda, this is your song.
Is your song. Yeah.
Down Dunedin, studying two community projects with Māori whānau to tangata pasifika, serving our people, believing in God's grace and aroha, tutoring our students with a passion for our people's survival, believing in a just society. Egalitarian ethos still lives on. Our home was our church, our marae, our South Pacific Island haven. I love you, Linda. Linda, this is your song. This is your song.
Yeah, beyond the infatuated face.
I love you, Linda. I love you.
Beyond the infatuated face. Beyond the infatuated face.
Linda, this is your song.
Yeah, beyond the infatuated face.
I love you, Linda. I love you. your song. Coming to Auckland, you made the sacrifices, allowing my sisters to study, letting Scanlon Street to exist, while EJ and Paletti continue to become young people with a purpose, working hard for Te Ngata Pasifika, with our young ones, families, communities, knowing who you are in relation to others, encouraging others to fulfill their potentials, their dreams. Godly woman, I give thanks to Artur. I love you, Linda.
Hey.
I love you, Linda.
Hey.
This is your song.
Yeah, the only infatuated face.
I love you, Linda.
The only infatuated face. The only infatuated face.
Linda, this is your song.
Yeah, the only infatuated face.
I love you, Linda.
The only infatuated face. The only infatuated face.
Linda, this is your song.
Yeah.
Proverbs 31, verse 28. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Linda, I love you.
The only infatuated
Linda, this
face.
Is your song.
The only infatuated
Linda,
face. The only infatuated face.